The American Civil Liberties Union has taken legal action against the U.S. government. The ACLU says various government agencies, including the National Security Agency and the Central Intelligence Agency, have ignored its requests for adequate documents over the monitoring of U.S. citizens' international communications. Israel has released 26 Palestinian prisoners from its jails. The Palestinians spent between 19 and 28 years in Israeli prisons. Last summer, Tel Aviv agreed to release a total of 104 Palestinian prisoners as part of a deal made during the talks between the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority. Syria has asked the UN Security Council to act against all countries that support insurgents fighting in the country. In a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Damascus says supporting the militants is a violation of a UN Security Council resolution. In Italy, a new report by the statistics agency Istat shows that poverty has hit a 16-year high in the European country. Istat says 12.7% of Italian families are in relative poverty. Italy has not experienced such a situation since 1997. The report takes into account various factors ranging from employment to demographics. The Syrian army has evacuated thousands of civilians besieged by foreign-backed insurgents in the strategic town of Adra Olamaliyah, which is located near Damascus. The soldiers also provided food and medical supplies to the displaced people. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has announced the locations of six sites picked to test drones for various uses. The FAA previously approved the limited use of unmanned aircraft for law enforcement, surveillance, atmospheric research, and other applications. The first test site is expected to open in 6 months. The United Nations Children Fund says attacks against children have increased in the Central African Republic. UNICEF has reported that several children have been beheaded and mutilated despite the presence of French troops in the country. UNICEF added that at least 16 children have lost their lives since the fighting intensified in early December. In Afghanistan, hundreds of inmates imprisoned by the U.S.-led foreign forces have been released from the Bagram Air Base prison. The inmates were found innocent by the country's Prisoners Review Commission. The commission says the detainees had been imprisoned with no sufficient evidence or witnesses to their alleged offenses.